Hello, everybody. My name's Rainbow. Hi,
And I'm Rainbow's friend Laura.
Laura. Do you like hot pot?
Oh, of course. We should go to have hot pot sometime, shouldn't we?
Yes,
Oh,
let me
I
tell you,
love.
hot pot is amazing. No matter how hot or how cold the weather is, I always love hot pot.
Because there's always air conditioning. 对啊，你可以
I know.
吃火锅在冷气房里面，而且在台湾有各式各样的 hot pot, right?
Yeah, so
There's
many.
spicy hot pot, 麻辣锅. Do you like that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we have to go
love it
sometime.
with the tofu,
Yummy.
the duck
And then,
blood.
yes, 鸭血.
So
I was gonna
good.
ask you, are you afraid of eating
I
that?
actually love it.
Oh my gosh, great. Good for you. Okay. So why are we talking about food? You're getting me hungry.
Oh, we're gonna talk about a kind of stew today.
Oh, we are?
Do you like stews?
Of course. Okay, but
Oh.
I don't want to give away too much because we're going to teach a little bit about it later, aren't we?
All right, so we're gonna see two people make a Korean stew. Let's check it out.
A winter treat. Korean Army Stew.
Tommy and Joanna are at home.
It's cold. Let's cook Korean Army Stew.
I was thinking of that too. What do we do?
First, slice some spam, sausages, tofu, kimchi, and vegetables.
I'll put them in the pot.
Great! I'll add chicken soup. And spicy sauce and boil the stew.
Why do we call it Korean Army Stew?
Korean soldiers made it first during the Korean War.
Why did they eat food like spam?
They didn't have enough to eat, so they had to eat canned food.
I get it. Can we add the instant noodles and rice cakes now?
Yes, put a slice of cheese on top too.
It's easy to cook. But yummy. No wonder Korean people like it.
Let's invite our friends to enjoy it with us. Come
yeah.
on, LB. Come on, Cassie. Hey, you want this mushroom?
Word power.
Pot. Pot. Dad is cooking soup in that big pot in the kitchen. Dad is cooking soup in that big pot in the kitchen. Soldier, soldier. The king's soldiers protect the castle and keep him safe. The king's soldiers protect the castle and keep him safe. Yummy, yummy. This cake is so yummy. Could I have another piece, please? This cake is so yummy. Could I have another piece, please? Invite. 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 Invited. Invited. Louis invited all his friends to his birthday party. Louis invited all his friends to his birthday party.
All right, so in this article, we see there's two people, Tommy and Joanna, and they're at home, and they're trying to make something called a Korean Army Stew.
Oh, I've heard of that before.
It's pretty
Never
good.
Never had it, though.
Spicy, got lots of different sausages. And so the article says, we'll start with Joanna. She says, it's cold. Let's cook Korean Army Stew.
Oh, okay, so 一开始我们当然要看一下我们今天的主角是谁，就是 Tommy and Joanna, they are at home, okay? 所以呢，诶Tommy 跟 Joanna 在家，接着 Joanna 就说了天气好冷，所以呢，他们就想要来怎么样煮韩式部队锅。没错，刚刚大家可能不知道什么是 Korean Army Stew， 就是韩式部队锅的英文啦。那 stew 就是有那种炖煮的食物。Oh, I love stew.
Oh, me too. All right, so Tommy says, I was thinking of that too. What do we do?
Oh, great. Okay, so Tommy 原来他也是刚好就觉得天气冷，当然要吃一些热的，对不对？他说我也刚好想到这个诶，不过他说我们要怎么做呢？这里他有说到 I was thinking of that too， 用的是过去进行式的用法。大家应该知道现在进行式是一个 动作 OK 在现在的时间正在进行，所以我们可以推敲过去进行式，就是一个动作在过去某一个时间的时间点正在进行。比方像是当电话这个铃响的时候，我当时呢正在煮饭，你就可以说 When the phone rang, I was cooking 当时正在煮饭。OK, 那想要了解更多有关过去进行式的用法，当然要请教我们的 Magic Box 老师。
Magic Box, 找亮点。
宫中利益斗争，人心险恶，一般生活中能觅得知己已难得，在宫中这种人人自危的世道可说是不可能的任务啊。昨天太监突然说了贤妃要来拜访我， I was working while she was going shopping, 那时本宫正在工作，不知道她是想要来约我去 shopping, 约我去瞎拼，真是不知道她有什么居心啊。不过本宫本来就不是来交朋友的，有什么手段你就尽管使出来吧。英文里边搭配不同时间要有不同的动词变化，例如呢，现在就要有现在式，过去就要有过去式，未来将要发生的呢，我们就要使用未来式。而在现在进行式的当中的动作呢，我们就要使用的是现在进行式。现在进行式呢，就是指一个动作在现在的时间点正在进行当中了。比方说呢，像是 I am talking, 我在讲话。但如果呢，我们要描述的呢是在过去的那个时间点事情正在发生呢，例如呢，我刚刚说呢啊，在贤妃约我要去 shopping 的那个当下，我正在工作，这时候呢，我们就要使用过去进行式咯。过去进行式呢，就是指一个动作在过去的某一个时间点，这个时间点当下呢，这个动作正在进行当中。像是呢，贤妃呢约我的那个当下呢，或者是比方说昨天晚上丑时，那时呢我正在花园里赏花等等，一个非常具细名非常特别的一个过去的时间点。那它的句型呢也非常简单的，我们知道现在进行式呢，我们就是主词加上 be 动词再加上现在分词 ving。 过去进行式呢，我们记得就把 be 动词呢换成是过去式的 was 或者是 were， 后面呢再加上 ving 就是我们的过去进行式了。例如哦， I was working, 我当时呢正在工作，或者是呢 You were studying, 你那时候正在用功读书。知道了我们过去进行式怎么用，但是我们什么时候用呢？刚刚讲了，我们就是要搭配过去的一个特别的时间点，例如呢，你是什么时候在念书？昨天晚上八点这个时间点， You were studying at 8 p.m. yesterday,You were studying at 8 p.m. yesterday, 在过去的那个时间点事情进行当中。我们呢也可以搭配其他人的动作，在那个当下 A 发生的时候呢， B 正在进行。我们的句型呢就是 A 子句 while B 子句进行当中，我们呢就可以使用 while 来连接两个子句，而我们 B 子句呢就要使用过去进行式。例如呢，我说贤妃哦，她去购物了， She went shopping, 当我正在工作的时候， While I was working, OK, She went shopping while I was working, OK, 注意到了，这个呢就是我们过去进行式的用法，希望呢各位小主也已经学会了。
Alright, so here we have the phrase thinking of something. We call this a phrasal verb. So when you think of something, these two idioms go together. That means you're keeping it in your mind, and you're considering it or you're giving attention to it, but maybe you're not quite sure. So there's a couple ways we can use it. You can say, Laura, I'm thinking of going to Singapore in the summer.
Really? Were you thinking of inviting me?
Yeah, so I'm thinking of two different things. So one is where I'm going, and two is who I'm bringing, which is maybe Laura.
Okay, you better bring me. Okay. 好啦， think of 就是想到或者是思考在想什么。像是有时候大家有没有这样子，就是像是我很不会记名字，有时候我看到脸我就会说I can't think of her name at the moment. 现在一时无法想起她的名字，我就可以用 think of。
Yeah, okay. So then next part of the article, Joanna says, first, slice some spam, sausages, tofu, kimchi, and vegetables. So when we say first, we're starting a sequence or a process. What we're going to do is we're going to slice these ingredients. So to slice, this is a verb that is talking about something. Usually it's food, is to put it into slices. So things we can slice, for example, you might see in the bakery, there's a long piece of bread. So you can slice a piece of bread. Or if you're making onion rings, you can slice the onion into rings. So now we have this really strange ingredient called spam. So spams, I actually think spam is really gross.
Same.
Oh, like it's in a can. And it's actually a strange... Yeah, I know it does. Looks like dog food. A combination of pork, water, salt, some potato starch or weird sugar. I heard it's made of like trash meat or meat that people don't use. Like
Sounds
something
like
really
food.
Disgusting. Sounds like dog food. But apparently this is actually really popular in America because people like canned foods and it's convenient. But I think it's super gross.
I actually prefer tuna if you talk about canned foods.
Oh yeah, same here.
Right, okay, so 我们来看一看部队锅要怎么做哦。Joanna 就说首先它是用 first, OK, 所以这是我们来表达顺序。他说将 spam, OK, 待会我会介绍它是什么。还有香肠、豆腐、泡菜还有蔬菜切一切。这里的切成片我们可以用 slice, 像是 she sliced the lemon in half, OK。那 spam 是什么呢？是午餐肉。它是一种罐头装的，对不对？然后压缩的肉块，那通常是什么？刚刚其实 Rainbow 有说，猪肉、淀粉、盐还有香料混合就是制成。我不是很喜欢这个东西。
Yeah, it's very processed.
Spam can also mean like 那个就是你的垃圾邮件。不过这里我们当然不是用这个来做，我们就是用这个很像。特别的一个像火腿的一个肉。Okay, interesting.
All right, so let's see what Tommy says. Tommy says, I'll put them in the pot. So here we have our first word, pot, that's the noun, P-O-T, pot. Okay, so a pot is a round or cylinder, which is also round container. That's usually made of metal and sometimes porcelain. It's used for cooking. So you have different pots. For a smaller pot, you might make a one-person soup or hot pot. It's like a bigger one where you could cook hot pot for the whole family or a stew. An example sentence for you, it says, Dad is cooking soup in that big pot in the kitchen. Dad is cooking soup in that big pot in the kitchen.
Pot, 锅子 Some Italian pots can be very expensive.
Oh, very, very expensive.
意大利锅 okay. 那我要怎么用这个字呢？比方像是我说，在炉子上有一个一大锅的汤 yummy. There was a big pot of soup on the stove. Or, 刚刚 Rainbow 老师有提到这个爸爸正在厨房里用那个大锅子煮汤。
Oh, I know that's 爸爸 not my dad, because my dad can't cook.
He can't cook as well. Yeah, my dad can't cook as well. Okay, 我们来看一下刚刚课文 Tommy 做什么事情呢？他说他会把他们，也就是刚刚我们听到哇，很丰富的一些材料、食料放进锅子里面。
Alright, so Joanna's really excited. She says, great, I'll add chicken soup and spicy sauce and boil the stew. So to add means we're putting it in another ingredient or another element. So I can say chlorine, that's a chemical that's really gross. It's added to the swimming pool to kill bacteria. So we add it in, or when we're cooking, we don't want to use chlorine, but we can add chicken soup or sugar or salt.
To kill somebody.
Oh my gosh, it's like poison.
Sounds like a horror movie here.
So the chicken soup is not actually, we're not cooking it with chicken, but you can buy it ready made at the store and you add it as the base. And we have some spicy sauce, which is very popular in Korea. So the special Korean spicy sauce has soy sauce, vinegar, sugar, garlic, ginger, sesame oil. So special Korean sauce that you can get from the supermarket.
Lots of flavor there. Okay, 我们来看一下烹饪的时候，我们常常其实会用到这个字，就是 add 这个动词，就是加入，像是 add in a little more salt and pepper， 就是再加一点盐啊跟胡椒，或者是 add one cup of sugar to the mixture. Sounds like you're baking a cake.
Yeah.
再加一杯糖在这个混合物里面。 所以回到课文 Joanna 是说好棒哦，那我们来加入鸡汤还有这个辣酱，并且将这个汤头滚，就是煮滚。
Ooh, okay, so Tommy says, why do we call it the Korean Army Stew? That is a good question.
对啊，我也很想知道为什么要叫这个汤叫部队锅呢？
So we know Joanna's the smart one. So she says, Korean soldiers made it first during the Korean War. That's interesting. So we have the noun here, soldiers. That's S-O-L-D-I-E-R, soldier.All right, so a soldier is a person who serves in the army. We can also say that he's a fighter or a warrior because he fights for his country. So my sentence here for you is, the king's soldiers protect the castle and keep him safe. The king's soldiers protect the castle and keep him safe.
Soldier 就是士兵 ，so an American soldier 就是美国大兵啦。那刚刚 Lee 提到就是国王的士兵 ，the king's soldiers， 他们保卫城堡并且维护他们安全。所以课文刚刚提到就是 Joanna 说，这个韩国士兵们在这个韩战期间最先开始就做了这道料理，所以他叫它部队锅 ，Korean War。刚刚有提到就是韩战。
Alright, so Tommy says, why did they eat food like spam? Oh, this is that really gross food.
真的，我们好像都不喜欢 spam. 对啊，为什么他们要吃像是那个就是罐头那种火腿的食物呢？ Why?
Joanna says, they didn't have enough to eat, so they had to eat canned food. Oh. So I'm guessing because it's easy to store. Okay, so enough means as much or as many as required. So if you didn't have enough food, that means you don't have food for everybody. So you have to eat very little from the canned food.
Okay. So Joanna 说他们没有足够食物吃，所以他们要必须吃这个罐头食物。Enough 这个字可以当作代名词或者是形容词。在这里的 enough 当然就是指 enough food， 足够的食物。所以他们就要吃什么 canned food。Canned 就是罐装的、罐头的。像是我非常喜欢 canned soup。
Ooh,
yeah, it's actually not bad.
Costco has a really good canned soup. Campbell's Costco clam chowder.
对，我也是喜欢蛤蜊浓汤。
All right, so Tommy says, I get it. Can we add the instant noodles and rice cake now? So I get it is a casual way to say, oh, I understand. So you can say, oh, I've got it, or I get it now.
Okay, so Tom just 说 I get it, 我懂了，我们现在可以放入泡面，还有我个人很爱的 rice cakes, 年糕。
Ooh, yeah, me too.
So I get it, 在这里有原来如此，我懂了，当然你也可以用 I understand now, or I get it now.
Alright, so Joanna says, yes, put a slice of cheese on top too. Ooh, so the cheese is going to melt and it's really good. Now here, the word slice is used as a noun. So if it's a slice of cheese, it's a thin piece of food. You can have a slice of bread, a slice of cake, or a slice of cheese in this case.
Okay, 所以呢，当然 Joanna 说可以，也可以在上面放一片 cheese. Oh, yummy. Slice 就是一片什么东西，像刚刚有提到一片面包啦，像吐司啦 ，slice of bread，
slice of pizza，
pizza， 我真的好想吃哦。Yeah. Okay, getting me hungry here.
So good. So Tommy says it's easy to cook, but yummy. No wonder Korean people like it. So here we have the adjective yummy. That's Y-U-M-M-Y, yummy.Alright, so the word yummy means delicious, and it's used to describe all kinds of food. So you can say the cake is yummy, or the stew is really yummy, something is really nice. Don't just say nice, you can say, ah, it's so yummy, it's so good. So example sentence, this cake is so yummy, could I have another piece, please? This cake is so yummy, could I have another piece, please?
No, I ate the last piece of cake. No more for you, because it was so yummy. Yummy 就是好吃的，当然你可以用 delicious, tasty. 相反的就是 disgusting. 或者小朋友很喜欢用 yucky, right? Okay, I actually love pumpkin soup.
Oh, me too.
所以如果喝到好喝的南瓜汤，我就会说 This pumpkin soup is really yummy. It's to die for.
Yes, okay, to die for.
所以刚刚提到的呢，就是说这个蛋糕好好吃，我可以再吃一块吗？而课文呢，这个 Tommy 就说这道料理煮起来好简单，而且非常好吃，难怪韩国人会喜欢它。难怪我们可以用 no wonder that 后面这个子句，像是 it's no wonder you're hungry， 难怪你饿了。You didn't have any breakfast， 你都没有吃早餐啊。
All right, so Joanna says, let's invite our friends to enjoy it with us. So we have the verb here, invite. That's I-N-V-I-T-E, invite.All right, so invite means to make a polite or formal request and ask someone to come with you to somewhere to do something. Now, if we want to use this verb as a noun, we can also say invitation. So our example sentence here is, Lewis invited all his friends to his birthday party. Lewis invited all his friends to his birthday party. Or we can also say we sent an invitation to all our friends to come to the party.
那这么好吃的部队锅 ,Joanna 觉得独乐乐不如众乐乐。她就说我们邀请我们的朋友跟我们一起享受吧。Invite 就是邀请。动词三态的变化是 invite, invited, 直接接 D, invited.像是 Louis, 他邀请他所有的朋友来参加他的生日宴会哦。Hey Rainbow, I'd like to invite you for a coffee later.
Oh!
Remember that coffee? We never actually had one.
We have to get coffee.
Yes, but first, let's go to our wrap-up.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
All right, welcome to our wrap-up. So today we're going to try to make a story with our four-word power words. Oh. That's pot, uh-huh. soldier, uh-huh. yummy, uh-huh. and invite. Okay. All right, let's have Laura start.
Okay, I was going to use two of these words.
Oh, go for
it. Is that bad?
Yeah, go
for it. Okay, a soldier...A handsome Korean soldier invited me over to his house.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I hope he looks like the guy in the Korean, 那个
Which
Song
one?
Song Joong-ji.
Is he the famous one
right
now?
Yeah, he's like the really famous one.
I don't know. I only know Kong Liu is also famous.
Okay.
handsome Korean soldier of different type.
对啊. I'm imagining I'm like the actress in the Korean drama.
invited her
oh my gosh.
over to his mm-hmm. house.
And?
So what are we going to do? So of course, because mm-hmm. he's so handsome and uh-huh. he also knows how to cook.
Right.
He is going to make a really yummy stew in a very big pot for Laura.
Oh my gosh. And they live happily ever after.
The end.
You know, Korean dramas, it's always like that, okay?
Yeah.
Happy endings, okay? Well, that's it for today, but we do have like a day two after this for tomorrow, right?
Yep.
We don't. This is the end of today's article, okay? Well, until next time.
We'll see you again,
Bye.
Bye.
A winter treat. Korean army stew.
Tommy and Joanna are at home.
It's cold. Let's cook Korean army stew.
I was thinking of that too. What do we do?
First, slice some spam, sausages, tofu, kimchi, and vegetables.
I'll put them in the pot.
Great. I'll add chicken soup and spicy sauce.And boil the stew.
Why do we call it Korean army stew?
Korean soldiers made it first during the Korean War.
Why did they eat food like spam?
They didn't have enough to eat, so they had to eat canned food.
I get it. Can we add the instant noodles and rice cakes now?
Yes.Put a slice of cheese on top, too.
It's easy to cook, but yummy. No wonder Korean people like it.
Let's invite our friends to enjoy it with us.
pot, pot. Dad is cooking soup in that big pot in the kitchen. Dad is cooking soup in that big pot in the kitchen. Soldier, soldier. The king's soldiers protect the castle and keep him safe. The king's soldiers protect the castle and keep him safe. Yummy, yummy. This cake is so yummy. Could I have another piece, please? This cake is so yummy. Could I have another piece, please? Invite, 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 invited, invited. Louis invited all his friends to his birthday party. Louis invited all his friends to his birthday party.